This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, Pokazi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Amaqala, hey, this song is a hit. Still a hit, namanje.
Hit nangoku. Ithandwa ngabantwana abancinci.
Yeah, exactly. beautiful. No, thank you so much for joining us, Spokazi. In any time now, okay, what I learned recently was that you are from Emampondwe.
Mm-hmm.
Elusikisik.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice because I'm also from Emampondwe. And so, Gunka.
Gunkai.
Thank you.
Molom
Dam.
Molom
Show. Inkosi Spokazi, man, for joining us. Firstly, you are from Emampondwe, as you were saying, Elusikisik. Which part of Elusikisik, and how was it like growing up lapha Elusikisik?
Ndikhuliswe ezilalo ezimbini, esihlitho nasejambeni. And I was a child, a normal child like any other child, but I was very reserved to a point where my presence would be acknowledged when I think more. Because ndandingumntu owayengathandi ukulwa, ukuzithethela, umntana sekhaya ndilamayo, naxa sixabana, bendimleqa nje, ndingamenzi into. So bendingayithandi into enempi, but xa kuculwa, ibiba ndim ke ovakalayo kakhulu.
Wow. So this music journey for you, it started at a very young age.
Yes, it started at a very young age at church. Ndandimde and bandicela uba ndijoyine i-church choir ndise kwi-Sunday school because ba-identify into yobana ndiyakwazi ukucula. Nasesikolweni, I remember ke xa kungekho titshala eklasini ndandingumntu owayethanda ukuqokelela igroup yam ndiyiculisa ingoma from nowhere. And umistress owasibhaqayo ngenye imini wathi ke mna ke kwii-lines punishment yam ndizawucula before kwi-assembly before we started classes.
Wow.
So yeah, ndingandiyavuma uba yaqala ndisemncinci.
Oh, beautiful. And then wakhula ke with the love of music, was it something that you mhlambe bisekhaya ucula because it's something owayifumana elalini? Was it in your family tree khona ucula before, or you were the first one to sing nje at home?
Umakhulu wami wayengutitshalakazi pha primary school endandifunda kuyo. So xa sicula sisebenzisa siqala ngeenotes kwi-choral music, sifunda iinotes and then bese ziyakhonvethwa to amagama. So ootitshala babesenzisa i-music babedla ngohamba bayocela umakhulu hamba makazobanceda afika acule ke. Apparently she was good ngokuconvert i-notes to amagama. So ndaqaphela apho uba umakhulu wam wayenelizwi, but ke yena waba ngunesi, waba ngutitshalakazi, zange abe ungumntu oculayo. Umama wakhe as well, ndaba neprivilege yokukhula phambi kwakhe as well, ukhokho wam. Wayengumntu owayecula ke yena, ke wayecula kakhulu ecaweni nasekhaya. Xa kuthandazwa nje sasiyiva ngayo ingoma and enelizwe elimnandi. Umamam wayedla ngondixelela ngechoral esafunda ecollege uba wayengumntu wechoral music. And my dad, xa ndimvakashele, wayethanda udlala i-records eziya kudlala i-country music, uDobby Gray, ndimaze through uTatam, oMariah Carey, Whitney Houston, nabanye ndabava ngotata andihlalise phantsi with my music book. Yeah, andidirecte ke.
Oh,
so ndingathi yinto esuka ekhaya.
Definitely. So your move in 1999 from Eastern Cape to Joburg, where you actually enrolled SCB Kwa Community Arts Center, and later the following year wasungena a National Arts wasuthola a bursary at the National Arts Council. Would you say that this was the start of the brand Uspokazi?
It was in a way. Because though I wanted to start with the knowledge, because ndan ekhaya ngabantu ababeyithanda kakhulu imfundo, and nam ndahlala phansi ndazibuza uba if ndithi ndifuna ukuya eRhawutini ndiyokwenza umusic ndingazi into ingako and ndisiya elizweni elibaginyayo abantu, ndizawuphelela phi? So I came difuna imfundo kakhulu ngomusic then funa ukwazi more about icraft endiyithanda kangaka. So yes, singavumelana nalapho ba ibijeni endisa apho ndikhoyo namhlanje.
And how was it like when you got there? I know of a lot of artists, Mabefika in Joburg, they're like, oh, I was sleeping under the streets. I was this child. I did not get it easy. Was it easier for you? Did you get it the easy way? Or now you had to go through the struggle like any other artist?
Oh, it was not easy. Kuba ingekho easy namhlanje. It was not easy at all. Kwasesikolweni, things were not as easy. And even xa ndiqala kwapha esikolweni ke babesintroducer oformal lecturers bam kubantu abaziwayo baculayo bandintroducer kuTsepothula. One of my lecturers took me to Japan for the first time on the plane and ahamba naye esenze cultural exchange. It was not easy because I was the only singer in that group, the only female in that group, and kulapho ndaqala ndabona khona into zoba xa uyi female akuzuba lula, kukhona izinto abanye abantu bafuna usakhambe too so that wamkeleke, and ke ngoku loo nto yenza ubunzima. Even when I started backing other artists like uTata Tsepothula, it was tough. uTata Tsepothula, may his soul rest in peace, owayendi-encourager endixelele into yobana ubona ntoni kum mandingahlali ndicimba ndophelela kubeni yi-backing singer. And I'm not saying ukuba i-backing singer kurongo, kukhona abantu abaphila ngayo and they are very good, they make lots of money, they make a living out of being backing singers. But why Sologan encourage city ubona umntu ozawuba a principal artist nguye waye encourager. But my peers esasisebenza to make inantsika umculo wakhe usound kamandi simbeka, they were like kwakukhona ukukhuthana nje into obonayo ba kukhona sonke sisilwelayo, omnye ngaphuma nophuma kungena umhlobo womnye. So yeah, it has not been easy journey.
Yes, we've got a song here in front of us, Undiabulela. But before we go to Undiabulela, Amacala, because we started off with Amacala, which is a hit still kuze kube namhlanje. How did that song come about, and from which album, or was it a single? Because I see you have 4 albums, but was it a single? No, but it's form parts of the 4 albums.
It became a single. Izenze yona single lango.
Oh, beautiful.
Sasikhuphe ku first album. And ke xa izokwenziwa kwabizwa ubhuti ekuthiwa nguBongani Nkwanyana from KZN wayiphuma kwenye group called iBambatha. Bayamthemba ke abamaziyo for writing hits, so bamcela uba makabhale i-hits. Wabhala 2 songs kula album, le ngoma ithi Ukufa and Amacala. Wandibalisela ke izinto ezenzekayo elalini abuya kuyo, ndabe ndiqonda nam ndizibonile ziyenzeka kwiilali zami endisuka kuzo.
Oh, beautiful, man. Yo, it's a hit. Njoba ngisho njengalamhlanje, it's still a hit, Amacala. But let's go to this one with those pokers. This one is called Ndiyabulela. Beautiful song. Masibuya sikhuluma ngayo right here on MET Radio. In case you have just joined us, sithanda naye ke uSiphokazi. She's joining us live on MET Radio.
Tando renu,
just like singing.
Basali, banta wetu, sihlobo zama sibambaneni. Sithando sami kuhlala kunjalo, impilo phambili.
This one is called Diabulela on MUT Radio. Exactly 29 before 10. Welcome to Vukubangena Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day. We do have Sipokazi on the line as Sakuluma Naye, Stella Naye, right here on Vukubangena. Sipokazi, Diabulela, this song, man. What was the meaning behind Diabulela?
Oh, one of the people get abathandayo to give gratitude to everyone that has made an impact in my life, whether good or bad. So lengoma ya ngicinga nje omakhulu wami onkhulisileyo notamkhulu umama i-community engikhulisileyo ndafika nalapha nje babe sithetha ngobunzima be-industry bangikhulisile abo bantu izinto ezimbi ezisehlelayo azisehleli nje kuba zifuna ukusonzakalisa kuphela. We learn from our experiences. So la ngoma ixuba abantu abaninzi nje ndibulela nonganiphathanga kahle nondiphethe kahle because I know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Oh, beautiful, man. And it has come now to Usipokazi. I see you recently graduated. Congratulations. got to graduate. Yesterday we were speaking with another artist. In fact, let me say it, Uperita, who also recently graduated. And the importance of ukufunda in this industry, what would you say is it, especially when you are in the entertainment industry?
Ibaluleke kakhulu, especially if you are signed. Iphofu noba usayinwanga, imfundo ibalulekile. Babedla ngothi ngisakhula mntanam uba awunaye nomatric law uzoba ingxaki. Ibalulekile imfundo. So yaphe kumculo ke imfundo ibalulekile, not just your talent. You must also know your contract, understand what you are getting yourself into, understand your craft, know what you are getting yourself into, because the industry, I have also learned, even though I went to school, that it doesn't go by the book that I have read in the music school. How figure up izinto are twisted, abantu abayazi copyright, and they take advantage of you when you don't know your rights in the music industry. So it's very important.
Oh, definitely. No, thank you so much. And now, Sigesabonuguti, you are now an independent artist. Yeah, beautiful, man. I think congratulations. What led to your decision to take this decision uzimele as an artist?
I've been independent for 16 years now.
Oh!
July, I think, yes, so basically 17 years.
Beautiful.
Industry. I'm 19 years in the music industry as an independent, as a recording artist. But 2 years down the line after the contract was signed, I came out of the record label. And the decisions were prompted by the beginning. Before I signed the contract, I was always saying, I can't put all my eggs in one basket.
Yes.
I want to sign the management contract independently from the recording contract, because I wanted someone who was going to knock on the door of the record label as the manager to say, hey, isn't it kumele nizenze? So that Nati is a management company, si push le brand, azenzeki. And you as the record company, you must be able to knock on the door of the management company to say, you are not doing right here and there, so that basebenzisane kahle. So I noticed in Dobana, after agreeing to sign both contracts with the record label, it's something that I should not have done. And I went back to say, I see that now it's me who's coming to you guys. And at the same time, as an artist, to an extent that it made the record label angry at me for coming and saying there are things that I think we should revise or we should not do or we should do. But I was taken as someone who was disrespectful to confront, who was I to confront the record label owner, who did I think I was by coming and saying those things.
Yes.
And even though I came as Umtu Oti, I know I'm a business person as well. This is my career. You are the resources for my career, and we are working together.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to sit down as business people, but instead I was taken as someone who is a child, who doesn't know anything, who did I think I was, and I was threatened. I was promised many things that they were going to happen to me if I'm not under the label and managed by the label. And those things happened all this time.
Yeah, definitely. No, we are excited that you became independent and Usuizimele doing your own business music, man. We love that. Now, what I'm so excited about is this one, the Timeless Music Encounter with Spogas. Oh, tell us about that.
The Timeless Music Encounter, yazalwa, a few years ago, I think 7-8 years ago, when I would talk to people and they would always tell me, your music is timeless, your music is so beautiful. And I got an idea to say, why don't I just give birth to something called the Timeless Music Encounter with Spogas, because they are born and I'm a music from Augugi, and there are songs that people still think they are new even today. So now we have partnered with SULMS. Right now, Spotless Works, to come to Durban, Parcella Music, Spotless Works, to come to Durban and share this gift that God has given me with the people through this Timeless Music Encounter.
Please, no, we definitely need it. And you should partner with us. We've got a show called Timeless Music. So, anything can happen. Yeah, but but to wrap it up, Spogazi, how can we get hold of you on the socials and Sutola Pumkulo Wako?
I am Spogazi Sings on Instagram. Facebook is Spogazi Fan Page. Twitter, Spogazi Sings, TikTok, Spogazi Sings. And there's an email, info@spogazisings.co.za for bookings. But in Kalukwalisela Pa, Kangandikabintoyamuba, the 26th of July.
Oh,
that
okay.
is when I will be in Durban performing at the lounge called Cuba Lounge.
Wow.
I'll be performing there on the 26th of July. People should please buy their tickets. They are selling very fast. Please buy your tickets at Quicket.
Definitely.
And at the door, tickets are selling for 400 rands. At Quicket, they are going for 350.
Cuba Lounge in Durban. Uzobese khona ke uSipogazi on the 26th of July. Thank you so much, Spogazi, for joining us on MET Radio. Really appreciate it, man, and all the best on your shows.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. I appreciate you and the whole of KZN.
Thank you so much. Oh, man. Siphuma kamnandi, Usipho Kazi, othune show ezayo. Okay, there's quite a lot that's happening. Azobe ends on the 26th, the Cuba Lounge. You don't want to miss that one. Go buy those tickets. Besikhuluma naye khona la kuvukuba ngeke the breakfast show. The only way to start your day. I think let's go to Inspirational Thursdays. Say Vala, say Kopa.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.